Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, Chicago, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog there while you're there as well. Listen, read, ask questions, lots and lots of stuff. Thousands of pieces of information on any topic under the Small Business Sun. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jim Ostroff is our guest. He's one of the great editors at the Kiplinger Editors. We're talking about some of the things that Kiplinger reported this week in their Kiplinger letter. Jim, the automobile industry is kind of interesting. It's recovering. The volume is growing. But then in the middle of all that, a company that could have, that really should be and has been actually reaping the benefit of some of the U.S.-based manufacturing companies over the last year and a half, they're having some serious trouble. I'm talking about Toyota.
Oh, yes. and it just showed, you know, that reputation can take many years to build. And when you got it, it's essential. It's a selling point.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to lose.
Yeah.
Or to find diminished. And when that happens, it's very hard to ever get it back.
I mean, they just kind of got the accelerator thing kind of where the noise wasn't so loud. And now they've got a Lexus issue.
Yeah. And, you know, they recall that. and of course, you know, Toyota is tried and true method. They're pumping up sales by putting on huge incentives, cash back, 0% financing. The problem with that is that it instantly reduces the resale value of your cars,
right,
trucks, SUVs. And top resale value has been one of the pillars of Toyota's success, among the best in the business. And then they say, oh, well, we can back away from this, and we know and we will. It's not so easy. It becomes like a drug. That's, you know, one reason why Ford is steaming ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And the only U.S. automaker of the Detroit automakers that didn't go bankrupt, didn't take government funds, and its sales, it's going like gangbusters.
Yep.
And it's soon going to overtake Toyota as the number two automaker.
You know, the interesting thing about the U.S. automobile industry, when we say U.S.,
yeah,
earlier in the segment, I said U.S.-based.
Right.
And I did that on purpose. That was intentional because America's auto industry, we have to remember, is widely diverse. I mean, virtually not too many companies who make cars in the world, wherever they're based, don't make cars in America.
That's right.
Mazda, Hyundai, right. Honda, Nissan, Toyota,
and
Mercedes, BMW.
They all make vehicles in the U.S., and so, you know, they
and there are Americans working at those plants.
And doing a very good job.
So when we hear, not to mention the dealership, so when we hear about Toyota not doing well, that may be good for Ford, but that's not good for America.
Mm-hmm. And again, there were many thousands of U.S. people, workers, employed directly by Toyota, and
yeah,
far more, of course, in dealerships and at suppliers who rely on that business. So,
yeah.
But it's sort of case study about companies and how they proceed and the value of goodwill. People often say, oh, that's an intangible. No, it's really dollars and cents.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see how this is going to play out. But,
yep,
but short term,
it's an interesting industry, and I think their goal now is to try to get it back above 10 million cars a year, right?
Well, it is, and in fact, actually, we think this year sales will be about 12.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's up almost 2 million.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, because it was way below 10 before.
Right, yeah. And,
not that long ago.
But still, it's going to be a long time before we see the 16, 17 million that we did in the last decade. Of course, a lot of that was pumped up by incentives year after year.
Right.
But it's just going to take time for them to get back. But it will, if no other reason than the fact that even right now, more cars are being scrapped than are being sold,
mm-hmm,
for the first time in many, many years. So demand is building, and markets will work their way.
It is, and also, hopefully, this will create some new opportunity for alternative fuels, right?
Well, yes, and excuse me, matter of fact, a lot of work being done on electric cars.
Yeah.
Chevy Volt this year, the Nissan Leaf, which you'll hear about.
So many of us drive back and forth, you know, a few miles a day back and forth to work, you know, Monday through Friday. We don't need a lot more than that.
Even the Volt, 40 miles in a day on one charge.
Yeah.
Most people can commute on that.
Exactly, easily. Hey, good report, Jim. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Will.
We'll see you next week. Jim Ostroff, ladies and gentlemen, with the Kiplinger Editors. That's Kiplinger.com, by the way. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.